I'm going to be very brief. As Prabhuji has told, my name is Prabhupada Das. Just give you a few, a minute or so, my background. In a Brahmin Vaishnava family in India, and all my family was connected to Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya, for many generations. And in about 55 years ago, my wife and I, after getting married, should tell you how long we have been married. We were sent to UK for higher education. I was sent to become a lawyer. She was sent to become an educationist. We arrived in London, and my great worry was that I could see nothing spiritual or Krishna consciousness there. And I had one child at that time. I was very worried what will happen to this little, my child, because I never wanted to get absorbed in the Western culture. I wanted them to have all the good points of the Western culture, but not what I saw. So I started looking around everywhere. Is there anything? That is long before Prabhupada came to England. I was looking everywhere, and by Krishna's mercy, I went to a place which was run by Gaudiya Math, by two English ladies, devotees, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. At that time they were more than 80 years of age. So my wife and I started going there. We used to go normally on Sundays, attend their program. And then our interest in Krishna consciousness. Then in 1969, Srila Prabhupada arrived in England. Now I was very cautious. A, because being as a lawyer, barrister, I was very cautious, because so many sannyasis were coming from India to give this and that, and give them one mantra, other thing else, collect the money and go back. So when my friend told me, a Jewish friend of mine, said to me, there is a sannyasi is going to come. I said, well, I'm sure he has come here to collect money. He said, try. No harm done. So I went. And to the opening of Radha Laneshwar in Bari place, there were so many people and BBC and so many other camera and all that, I couldn't get into it. And we were standing outside and watching all the proceedings through the window. And then I said to myself, he is not of those sannyasis, because he invited Radha Landaneshwar and Jagannath Baldev Subhadra to the temple. He installed them there. So I became more and more interested. And good fortune, I ended up meeting Mukundidas, Gurudas, Shyam Sundar, Jana, Malti, and what's the name? Janki. These devotees. And they used to distribute, they were arranging some weekly program for Prabhupada in Corey Hall in London. So they made me go with them and distribute the letters to the on seat and ask them to come. So I used to do with them. And one day when Prabhupada came, it was a very bad day, very cold, raining. Dhananjay Prabhu was a very old devotee there. He said, Prabhupada, we have given up so many leaflets, and no, very few people are here. Prabhupada, you're wrong. You're wrong. There were so many demigods and Narad Muni here. I looked at Prabhupada because I didn't believe by that time that Narad Muni will come to Prabhupada. Well, all right, okay. I did not challenge anything quietly. So when in the very beginning, the Radhalandaneshwar, I call him Radhalandaneshwar, not the place. Radhalandaneshwar temple used to have a register. They used to ask all the guests coming to the temple to write their names down, address, telephone number, and what they were doing. So I put down my name, left out my address and my telephone number, but I wrote down what I did. That was, I was a lawyer. In 19, when was it? Remember? Mukund Swami came in the morning at 6, 7 o'clock. About 7 or 8 o'clock, two devotees knocked at my door. He said, "We have come here. Prabhupada has sent us to bring you to temple." I said, "Prabhupada doesn't know me." So we talked for a long time. I said, "Can I offer you something?" It was very strange. They wouldn't accept even a drink. They thought I'm not vegetarian, but we were not. We were pure vegetarians. So they sat there and they discussed that we would like you to come and meet Srila Prabhupada. I said, all right. So one day, they took me to see Srila Prabhupada, the very place. And he was sitting in his room upstairs, on his asana there, comfortable. I went there. So to my surprise, he had a chair for me to sit. And to my surprise, I was so arrogant, I sat down on this chair in front of him. Because I never had close contact with Prabhupada, I only saw him from a distance. He said to me, "Look," he said, "that my name is Dr. Sharma. I'm a doctor of laws." And he said, "You come from a Brahmin Vaishnava family, we have a problem." I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "Lawyers here are very expensive. We can't afford their fees." So I got the message, "Here is Sad Sanyasi Sadhu. He is asking me to do everything free." He said, "What about the charges of letters and postage and all that? We can't afford anything." I said, "Okay, we will do our best and ask our other friends who were..." One of mine was Irish Catholic. And he was very open-minded, my junior lawyer. So I spoke to, I said, "David Mole, would you be able to help me? Because I used to go to work in Germany, Frankfurt, you see, side by side. So if I'm not here, would you be able to look after the interests of the temple?" He said, "I will." So what happened was, the devotees were fighting their own case in courts. And we took that building, Bari place, as a residential place. Not for the temple, residential place. And we opened a temple there by these three devotees and their wives. And we used to have kirtan 4 o'clock Mangal Arati and mirdang and kartels, you know. All the neighbors got frightened. He said, "Who are these people here? Some zombies? Who are they?" And they started complaining. They went to the government and all that. They got the notice from the government: "Leave this place. You are in breach of your planning permission." And they said, 1 month. Now we had only 1 month to stay in that temple or find another place. Remember, we had no money. Hardly any money. We used to collect food from which place? Right? Yeah. We used to get free food from there. Foods, veggies and everything else. That shows you the condition, economic condition temple. Bring it. And they used to, devotees quite often wouldn't eat good stuff, good food. but always give it to the devotee, the guest on Sunday. So I said, all right, I will start working. So Prabhupada, each time Prabhupada had to see him at least 1 year, and he was not a lawyer, but he was a pure devotee of Krishna. Not about Srimad Bhagavatam, what Prabhuji just mentioned, but even law. He said to me that we have to rely on Krishna and you do duty, that's all. So I did case for 7 years until 1977. The year Srila Prabhupada left his body, and I also worked for another year because sometime we lost the case and we appealed to the High Court and so on, went on, it continued for many years. And so I used to report to Prabhupada every, and the strange thing was Prabhupada, and very wonderful thing was, which moved my hand, whenever I used to go to see him, he used to have Mahaprasadam for me. Always Mahaprasadam. But later on, all the first time I sat in a chair, like a lord, but then I started my offering my obeisances to him. So it went on, and then after that, he said to me, any problem of London Temple, your problem to sort out. And he was so much attached to Radha Landaneshwar that he wanted to be closed down under any circumstances. And we were all the time under the pressure from the government, the local authority, Westminster Council, which is where the parliament is, to. So in 1978, we found a building called Soho Street, where our temple is now. So I was sent to look into that building. It was a nasty place. Every vice you can think was being formed in that one. I went there, it was very dingy. All men and women and all that. So I was very frustrated by looking at that. How can we have a temple here? But devotees and Prabhupada knew that, yes, we can convert that. So we bought that building, and the agents will not sell that building to us, to the movement. They didn't like us. So we bought it in the name of one of Indian, Charles Patel. What the building in his name. We paid £90,000 at that time. This building is now about £7 million. £90,000 into his name. And he was also Krishna conscious person, not a duty, but he was a friend of Krishna. And he transferred within few months into our name. Then became our place, and nobody could move us from there. So we are very grateful. My whole family is very grateful, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, that we have all remained on the right track. We have not been influenced by the Western bad habits. We have taken the good habits of the Western culture. And so I used to take my little girls to Bari place for lectures. And the youngest one used to be 6 months. She's here today, but she has got 2 children. And that girl used to sit very quietly in the temple and listen to whatever it was. So that was my little bit service to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was always very thankful. There is no need for him to be grateful, because I am simply doing my duty as a person from a Vaishnava background. So I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. My whole family, my children had Prabhupada darshan. My wife had Prabhupada darshan also. But I had more association with Prabhupada because of my work. And I am still a good friend of Mukunda Das, or Mukunda Swami. Even today, I am. He always, because I live in England and Australia both, so I'm traveling between the two countries, and Mukundaswamy has lived in my house for 2 years when he has no place. Now he has built his own cottage at the temple for the donation of George Harrison. He lives there, and I live just on the other side of the temple at our farm. So that's the brief history. And we went through a lot of problems. I can tell you a lot of problems in England, ups and downs. Our yatra has gone through many problems. There is a film of which I was a part, came on television, Credo. You might have not seen it. Credo, 90T. That organization formed by Americans and the British to demolish Hare Krishna movement and few other things. Well, if they had demolished others, it would have been good news, but not. So I was involved in that one. And fortunately, with all our efforts, they produced a program which was shown on Sunday at 9 o'clock, which was totally favorable on its own. Not a single criticism. We were very scared because they were asked to demolish ISKCON. Bring out everything from America, England, newspaper cuttings and all that you can call. But with Krishna's mercy, they produced a program which you can see on a video called Credo. It's 1980. So, unless you've got any questions you would like to ask me, I can go on for a long time. I'll stay with Prabhupada, but you have to have Pushpanjali and Prasadam, and it's already buried. Thanks very much for being so patient. Thank you. Thank you for giving a few minutes to say about Srila Prabhupada. I have got lots of things to say, that I have got wonderful treasures of Prabhupada in my possession. Number one is hair from Vrindavan. I've got the hair. I have got the carbon copy of his Bhagavad Gita. Yes. I have got his traveling kartas in a beautiful cover. I've got his glasses. I think something else? Yes, when he left his body. I have been forced because I was given all these things by more advanced devotee Prabhupada. And I am keeping them, and I have told my children, whoever is good can keep them. Otherwise, I will give it to London Temple or Los Angeles one, where they have got all the archives. But today I'm holding it all. Yeah. London Temple has asked me to bring it 1 year. I said, I can't afford to leave it there and you all see it. I'm very precious for me. So they have told me, we will send you the email. Please bring all your treasure of Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Always remember Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you can never go wrong. Always think of Prabhupada. He will take us all back to Krishna. He has promised. So make sure we never forget him. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.